Okay, good morning everybody. So Chamishi of Dvarim features the travels of the Jewish people and our interactions with Edom, that is Esav, with Moab, with Ammon, and the beginning of the interaction with Sichon, Melech HaAmori. Just before that, the Torah tells us that the Dor HaMidbar, as we call it, the Torah refers to them as the Anshei HaMilchama, twice in a span of three psukim, Paris Tayamim Asher Halachnu, Mikadesh Bernal Sharavanu is Nachal Zerich, Soshim Shona Shana, Tom Kol Hador, Anche Hamilchama, Mikarava Machana, Kasher Nishba, Adonai Lahem, Vegam Yadar Nai Haisabam, the Humam, Mikarava Machana, Tumam, Vehikasher Tamu Kol Anche Hamilchama, second time, Mamut, Mikarav Ha'am. So it's an interesting expression. The general consensus is, let's say, this is the approach which is cited by many of the Rishonim, endorsed by the Netziv, is the Anshei HaMilchama, where the people who were initially counted, Kol Yotzei Tzava B'Yisrael, that it was the people who were between 20 and 60, not the people beneath that, not the people older than that. So, that would be like the simple approach. So Targum Onglus also. Adesaf Koldara Guvre Megiche Krava. So he says the individuals who had been Megiche Krava, involved in battle. Now, that sort of lends itself to, to make you wonder, but did they really fight? I mean, the whole point is that they should have, that they didn't, right? Would they fight? So the Rashbam actually says something which casts the entire section of the Torah in a totally different light whatsoever. He says that the Anshei HaMilchama are the Mapilim. Atom Kol Hador, Anshei HaMilchama Mikarev HaMachana, Kasher Nishba Hashem Lohem. V'gam Yad Hashem Haisabam Duhumam Mikarev HaMachana Atumam. So, what emerges in this is a very fascinating perspective. The Anshei HaMilchama that are being referenced here, twice, according to the Rashbam, is the Mapilim. Not all of the Mapilim apparently died. The Shitas HaRashbam, Vayakum Vayaktum Aracharma. Not all of the Mapilim perished within the framework of that initial battle, and they lasted, they carried on apparently for 40 years, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu wasn't willing to bring Klal Yisrael into Eretz Yisrael until all of the Anshei HaMilchama were no longer there. That not a single one of them, even 40 years later, should be able to benefit from Eretz Yisrael if they're going to try to force their way into it, Keneged Ritzon Hashem. And I think this perspective of the Rashbam, he leaves it there. But this perspective, you develop it out further, is that it should be absolutely clear that there shouldn't be anybody from those who were, we talked about it a little bit yesterday, Dochek Es Hasha, that group should not in any way whatsoever, that group should not be responsible for the actual Kibush Haaretz. Because that Kibush Haaretz has to be clear that it's Biritzon Hashem, Al Yad Hashem, and those people became like a Psul Gavra. So the amazing perspective, I think the Rashbam is a Das Yachid on this, but it's an amazing Das Yachid, that the perspective is that event, that singular event, to try to take Eretz Yisrael Bechozek, to try to be Dochek Es Hashah, that became a psul, right? Not just then and there, vayakum vayaktum adachorma, but atom kol ador anshei milchama kerav nachak asher nishba Hashem lahem, and only vayi chasher tamu kol anshei milchama lamos mikerav am vaydiver Hashem elai lemor, the famous Rashi that the nidoy ends, etc. So I think this is very, very, very important, and again, it emphasizes the extent to which Eretz Yisrael should be perceived as a Nachalas Hashem, and only subject to our conquest, Biyad Hashem.